In the name of Jesus Christ, I greet you to the house of the Lord, to this place of sanctuary, where we today will remember that which Jesus Christ did for us. It's so good to look out and to see your faces. It's good to know that you have assembled yourselves here today that we might together worship. And I thank our Heavenly Father that we have such a place as this and that we have the freedom to be here today to worship freely. I'd like to share with you a call to worship out of the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter. It says, "Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you." I've been pondering on this scripture all morning, thinking how appropriate are these words for us as we gather in preparation to partake of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, to have our hearts filled with forgiveness one for another, to be kind, and to look at the example where even God the Father forgives us because of what Jesus Christ did and the sacrifice that he made. I'm humbled by these words. And I pray this day as we come together to worship and remember our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that his Spirit will bless us in great measure today. This is my desire as we continue in our worship.
Our Father who art in heaven, we have gathered here this day on this year's Sabbath for a very special purpose. To remember that great and last and infinite sacrifice of thy only begotten Son. And we are so appreciative of that great gift and the love that you have for us and your willingness to give your only begotten Son for this purpose. Father, thy priesthood have gathered here early this morning in repentance to prepare for this service. Thy saints have gathered here in prayer and testimony to prepare themselves before this service. And we trust as we worship here this morning in this hour that all that we do might be done in spirit and truth. And I pray that you might be with my brother Matt as he breaks the bread of life, that he might feel a greater portion of thy Holy Spirit that maybe he has not felt before in the ministry, that you might comfort him and bless him. And be with each of us as we consider what we are about to do this day, as we examine our lives, that we might be worthy to partake. And so, Father, be with us. May thy Holy Spirit be with us in great abundance is our prayer and desire. In the name of our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.
When was the last time that you counted your blessings? If you were asked to say right now what your five greatest blessings are, would you be able to state them without stopping to think? I know there is one blessing that we all share, that we have plenty of money to pay for heat in the winter and cool in the summer. And we know, of course, these gifts all come from God. And now we have an opportunity to give back unto God a portion of what we owe him. Will you bow with me? Our kind and loving Heavenly Father, we thank thee for all the wondrous gifts that thou dost so generously bestow upon us. And now we have an opportunity to give back unto thee, and this we ask in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I come to you this morning nervous, a sinner with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. It feels good to walk through those doors, but it feels like home when we gather together. The opening scripture I have for you is from the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verse 22 through 25. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and broke it, and blessed it, and gave to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is in remembrance of my body, which I give a ransom for you." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is in remembrance of my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for as many as shall believe on my name for the remission of their sins. And I give unto you a commandment that ye shall observe to do the things which ye have seen me do and bear record of me even unto the end." Imagine sitting next to Jesus, sharing a meal. And he takes the loaf of bread, and he blesses it, and he breaks it. And then you know the rest of what he says. But how astonished you would be to know at that moment that he will no longer be with you. As I was sitting in the office this morning and looking at the picture of the Last Supper, some of the disciples have their hands out. And I can only imagine them asking why. Why are you leaving us? Why are you leaving us to do our job? But why are you leaving us alone? As a child, as a very active child, I would ask a lot of why questions. And I get that as a teacher as well, and as a parent. But I get a lot of why questions. And I still do that as an adult. And so in reading through the scripture and understanding the process, I ask why. Why did Jesus serve bread and wine? And why did he leave us here and leave us alone? But then why are we coming to the table for sacrament? So to answer the question of what was Jesus' why to sacrifice himself for us, he did this in order to perpetuate the sacrifice of the cross throughout the ages until he should come again, and so to entrust his beloved spouse, which is the church, a memorial of his death and resurrection. It was a sacrament or a sacrifice of love. It was a sacrifice of unity, and it was a sacrifice of charity. Not only in the scripture or in the book of Matthew, but also in the book of Mark, the book of Luke, and 1 Corinthians, we see remembrance, the word remembrance. And each of those stories of the Last Supper, Jesus spoke of breaking the bread and in breaking it in remembrance of him and the sacrifice that he makes with his body and sacrificing for us. And in the wine, it's remembrance of him in that this is his blood that he is spilling for us. He does all of this for us. Not only in the blood is it for us and the sacrifice that he makes for us, or the wine symbolized that, but within the blood of Jesus is also the New Testament. It brings us new life when we look upon it. New beginnings. But we have to remember that his sacrifice brings forgiveness to us. as long as we approach the table with an open heart and an open mind. Now, I ask the question of why bread and wine? Could it have been something else? The bread symbolizes the manna that the Lord brought down from heaven, so there's a common theme there. But it also symbolizes that with only one grain of wheat, you cannot make bread. But it takes multiple grains. It takes many. Just like it takes many of us to create the body of Christ. When it comes to the wine, with one grape, you cannot make the wine. But again, with many grapes, then you can make the wine. In the same way, the body of Christ is made one by the harmony of unity, sacrifice, which come together with the sacrament. God always knew He would use bread and wine, so he began preparing the people of Israel for this revelation gradually over time. The Last Supper is a very fitting fulfillment of what had already taken place. Out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 17, "For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread." Now, I come to ask you, why is it that you come to the table? Why is it that we approach the table, and why are we here? We have to remember, by taking the sacrament, we are making a promise to the Heavenly Father to always remember the body of Jesus and the sacrifice that He made. He suffered and died so everyone could repent and become clean again. We have to be willing to keep His commandments and remember Him every day. And we will, if we do this, we will have Him on our daily walk. Now, I pray that when you know your why, that it is written upon your heart, and that you carry it with you in everything that you do. Just as Jesus walks with you, always.
Thank you.
Brother Matt shared with us out of the book of Matthew, the 26th chapter, this verse, verse 25. And I give unto you a commandment, that ye shall observe to do the things which ye have seen me do, and bear record of me even unto the end. You will hear in a moment the prayer that is offered over the bread and then the wine. And it shares and expresses very similar words, in that we will take upon us the name of thy Son and always remember him and keep his commandments. We as the body of Christ do not take this sacrament lightly. We recognize the importance of it. We recognize that we must follow that which our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ placed in his church, meaning a covenant has been made in the waters of baptism, and under the authority of the priesthood, the Melchizedek priesthood, the gift of the Holy Ghost has been given. We must come to this service with a repentant heart. We must come to this service with a desire to remember what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ did for us. Our brother Matt asked us some questions. Why? What's the answer upon your heart today? Why are you here? What is it that you're about to do? I pray that it is with a humble heart that you are about to reach forth and partake and truly remember what Jesus Christ has done for you. And now, saints, as the emblems have been prepared before you, I call upon the church that we might kneel together as a prayer is offered upon this bread. O God, the Eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this bread to the souls of all those who partake of it, that they may eat in remembrance of the body of thy Son, and witness unto thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Amen. Has anyone missed their portion of the bread that desired to partake? Then, saints, once again, the table has been prepared for you. Upon it is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I invite you now to kneel as we offer a prayer of blessing upon this wine. O God, the Eternal Father, we ask thee in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, to bless and sanctify this wine to the souls of all those who drink of it, that they may do it in remembrance of the blood of thy Son, which was shed for them, that they may witness unto thee, O God, the Eternal Father, that they do always remember him, that they may have his Spirit to be with them. Amen. Has anyone missed their portion of the wine that desired to partake? Saints, I wonder if you might bow with me. I'd like to offer a prayer in behalf of our congregation. Our eternal Heavenly Father, Lord, as we as a corporate body of thy saints bow before you now, having been knit together and partaking of the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, having our mind focused upon our Lord Jesus Christ, and it is in this attitude, Father, that we petition the courts of glory and ask if you would lend ear to the words that we would speak, whether those words are spoken aloud or within the hearts of the saints here. We know that you listen and you hear. And our Father, we desire to thank you for the precious gift of your Son, Jesus. And thank you for the opportunity that we have to repent and to be forgiven and to be made clean and whole. And this is our great desire, Father, that we might be clean before thee, that we might wear those white robes that is spoken of in the book of Revelation. And we pray, our Father, as we seek thee now, that you would help us in the days which are to come. We pray for strength. We pray for joy. For we know that men are that they might have joy. That we might recognize the redemption that is before us and how it is that you have claimed this as your own. Father in heaven, as we look about us, we see turmoil in this world, but we know that you have overcome. And we pray, Father, that we might be worthy to be at your side when you will come to your kingdom here on this earth. Father, we ask the question now, what shall we do? What can we do as we prepare for that day, that great day of your coming? Would your Spirit bear witness to us, to each and every individual, that we might know what it is that is our job, that which we are to do to bring about this kingdom, or to do our part in its coming about. Father, bless us in the days ahead. Bless this congregation, Lord. These are my brothers and sisters, and I present them unto thee now, and ask of thee a blessing in their behalf. Father, give us the strength to endure. Give us the strength that we might recognize the weakness that is in our life and repent of the sins that separate us from thee, that we truly might be made whole and clean every whit. Thank you, Father, for all your many blessings to us. Go with us now, we would pray, in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Father, our God, in the precious name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, we once again, at the close of this service, approach your throne of grace and mercy and truth with thankfulness of heart that you first loved us. And through that love, O God, that great sacrifice that we came to remember today, the sacrifice of your Son and the promise of eternal life with you. I pray a blessing upon this congregation and their homes alike, praying, O God, that your good spirit might go and that we've been blessed with today might go with them and bless them throughout the week. And as we have seen the weather change and the times turn, we know, God, that the one thing is always consistent, that your love prevails the trials of this life. The rock revelation might be made known to all that seek for your truth and your understanding. I pray that light might go into the lives and shine brightly throughout this week as we go into our daily walk, and that we might stand to bear testimony of your goodness, that we might share of your love with those that we contact. Help us to be those instruments in thy hand to do your bidding, to do your work in these latter days. For the time of reaping is nearing every day, and we have opportunity, O God, to point the lives of your people back to you. We thank you for this promise. We thank you for this privilege. And I pray a benediction now upon this service, and do it all in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.